Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
What's up, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Oh my goodness. Jingle, jingle, bitches. It is time for the holiday episode.
Oh, wow. This is the holiday episode.
Paige, it's literally Christmas Eve. We're recording this. How? Why would it not be the Christmas episode?
I don't know. Christmas feels different this year.
It does. You're right.
It just doesn't feel like as Christmassy.
Yeah.
Even though we did get a snowstorm.
I forget that you're just like, you were raised with cold weather. Is that why you have a cold heart?
Probably.
Yeah.
I was raised in the tundra. I had to walk miles to get to school.
Well, we have a very fun app because asking Paige some pretty important fashion wintery questions because I need answers. Then we're going to talk a little Christmas tradition. Then we have sex advice. And then we have front page news. And then I have some shit I'm binging and you're binging. It's going to be a wild ride.
Okay, so where should we start?
Should we start with winter coats?
Okay, let's start with winter coats. I also want to touch on a few things from our last podcast because I got a lot of questions. The show that I was talking about is called The Wilds. It's Amazon Prime. I thought it was on Hulu, whatever.
And do we like it? Is it good?
I mean, I watched the whole season. You know, it's like one of those shows where you're like, well, now let me see what happens.
You know? It's like that friend's relationship on Instagram that you like don't care for, but now you need to follow it every week to know if they're still
together. Right. And it's like that those people on Instagram that you don't know in real life, but you like each other's pictures and you're like, no, we're friends.
Yeah.
I have a lot of those. Yeah. And then the Band-Aids that I use, the hydrocolloid, I don't think they did anything. So if you guys all bought them, like, whatever, you have Band-Aids now.
Our bad.
But, like, I don't think it did anything for my face. Okay. Now we can proceed.
No, this is good. You got to shine yourself out with the face. We tell you the truth here at Giggly Squad.
Yeah, I wanted to, like, inform everyone.
we're fake sometimes to certain people, but for not sure. to you guys. No. Winter fashion sometimes mm-hmm. throws me because I was that kid who, like, my mom would get me a Land's End coat, and that was right. that. And then winter, you know, you could wear the wrong thing. You wear real fur. You get red paint thrown at you. You know, the moose stuff. Canada Goose.
Do you want to know something? I was really nervous for the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City because, like, they all wear fur.
Yeah.
And I feel like no one said anything. And I feel like that's usually, people, like, a big topic people freak out about.
I feel like people are freaking out about just their issues in general. Like, there's bigger issues true. Than
there's
the
bigger. Oh, right. Yeah, there's bigger problems going on in 2020 than, like, Lisa's mink coat.
They're like, let's save the people before we save the little furry animals. But, you know, I mean, I'm fostering a dog right now.
Yeah.
Her name is Tum Tum. And everyone is like, how do you foster? How do you foster?
And everyone's like, are you going to make him into a coat? Sorry, that got dark.
But seriously, it's called foster failing if you fall in love with the dog. And everyone's like, if you love dogs, don't you fall in love? And I'm like, have you ever dated a fuckboy? It's literally the same thing. Like, when you start it, you have boundaries. You're like, I'm not going to let myself be like, you're mine. And you're like, I'm going to have so much fun with you. I'm going to brag about you, but I'm going to play with
you're
you.
You're like staring at this dog in the kitchen. You're like, I'm not fantasizing about our life together. Okay, this is what I'm not going to do.
And then they're like cuddling with you and you have a moment where you're like, I can see myself doing this for the rest of my life. No!
You're no. like, get a job.
Just because you have pretty eyes doesn't mean I'm just going to give it all up to you. But yeah, fostering is fun because then you see the family take it and then you feel like you gave the family something. I don't know, whatever. I'm trying to find a purpose really in this nice. Life. Fuck you guys.
You're fostering dogs. You're doing arts and crafts. Like, who are you?
And I didn't start the arts and crafts, but I did buy the materials. Okay, I want to get into coats. Because, yeah, I would just get like a Land's End coat and that would be my coat until one day my mom would be like, your coat smells. You need a new coat.
Yeah.
Turns okay. out you can wash your coat. But I looked through, I went to Elle Canada
okay.
because I felt like they would know most about coats on what the trends are for 2021, and I want your opinion.
Okay, trends for coats in 2021. Now,
I'm going to tell you what they said first.
Okay, yes.
Capes.
I haven't seen capes, but I'm not opposed. I'm not opposed to a cape moment.
I love a powerful cape moment, but I don't know if I've ever seen someone in a cape and, like, taken them seriously.
Like, right, like, cape as in, like, it's open in the front. You're not talking, like, a poncho, right?
No, but it's kind of like a normal coat, and then it, like, has a another layer that's, like, flowing.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I don't hate a Little Red Riding Hood moment.
Yeah, it's basically a Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah.
I don't think I could pull it off. People you would could. Make fun of me.
You could.
Leather. Black leather is everywhere. And, like, at first it looks like you're working for SVU, but I kind of think it's badass. What do you think of these, like, leather coats in the cold weather?
When I'm leaving the house, I look at myself in the mirror and I say, do I look like a Russian spy? And if the answer is yes, then I like my outfit. So you're never going to catch me not liking a black leather anything.
Okay, good. Because Russian spy is so your aesthetic.
It's so my aesthetic. It's like, am I going to save the world while wearing this black leather stiletto? And, like, yes, I am.
See, I look like a nerdy Russian hacker who's just in her room on her computer in her smelly pajamas. Okay. Is puffy still in?
Yeah, like, it's so in. It's so in. Okay. Here's the thing with, like, the puffer jackets. Like, you want them to keep you warm, but you want them to be stylish. So, like, obviously, I go to Zara all the time. So, I have, like, one leather puffer that I die for.
Yeah.
But Amazon actually has a lot. There's one brand. It's called Daily Ritual. They have a puffer that, like, goes to your waist. They have it in every single color. So, like, whatever color is your vibe, you need a puffer. Like, you need a cool – also, a puffer is – a piece of clothing that you can also do, like, a crazy color that you wouldn't normally do. Like, you could get, like, a yellow one and rock that with, like, a pair of black sweats. Like, it looks cool. And, like, some dad sneakers.
So I actually just got the sickest leather black puffer. So we're, like, combining trends from Nanushka from a consignment shop in the Hamptons.
Wow. I bet the Hamptons has great consignment shops.
It is so soft, this puffer that's leather. It's gorgeous. And I'm recently in love with this, like, thrift shop in the Hamptons. On Instagram, it's at Ariel Haller, Ariel period Holler, H-A-L-L-E-R Silverstone.
That's actually something I want to do more in 2021.
Well, also thrifting?
Like, not thrifting where I have to go in and like look through shit, like a nice shop that's already thrifted it, but it's like designer. Like, I want to like go to more
stores
like
that.
So
this is straight up like a drug trafficking in the Hamptons type deal, where like I think this lady knows all the ladies who are fashionable in the Hamptons, and someone will be like, I want a Chanel purse, and she'll be like, hold on one sec, reach out to her sources, be like, does anyone have a Chanel purse that's like, and what is the quality, and then be like, let me check the quality of it, and then send pictures, and they just do all these like underground exchanges of high fashion. My thing is like, if it's in good condition, I don't care if it's new.
Insider trading of handbags.
I used to thrift a lot at this place, Beacon's Closet in Brooklyn, when I was younger. Like, I loved
I've heard of that. I think
Beacon's Closet is like Park Slope, Williamsburg, but I would just like bring all my old clothes, even stuff I'd gotten from Beacon's Closet, give it back to them. They'd give me like $50 for it, and then I'd go shopping with that $50, so I'd get like a little new wardrobe. It was I loved a thrift moment, but then Macklemore kind of just made it lame. I said it when you came out with the thrift shop song. God, I was like, well, now Macklemore. I can't thrift because now I just see your stupid hairdo in my head.
He's someone I've never been attracted to.
I would have sex with him, but like I need to shave. Like that haircut of like shave both sides and just like no. Who hurt you? No. And who told you it was okay? Where's your mom?
Mm-mm. I just don't find him attractive.
Okay, we're not done yet for coats. Okay. What do you think of a quilted coat?
I love a quilted coat. Like they're actually really in style. Like a quilted long trench.
Yeah.
And like patterns.
It's funny because I feel like quilted bags were in, which then like turned into quilted outfits.
Like weird patterns are going to be really yeah, like in style, like on coats. Yeah,
is that kind of Little House on the Prairie-esque?
I mean, you have to do it in like an elegant way. Like it could look like ridiculous. You have to find like the right pattern. It has to be like a little bit subtle. Also, 70s style is going to be really in for 2021. So like big flare pants.
Okay, so can you explain what 70s pieces you're obsessed with?
Okay, so I'm going to start experimenting. I haven't yet. But with like a big flare jean. So not just like, not like tight around your thighs and then like super flare. Like it's all around, like a bigger jean.
Yes.
Is in. So it's not like the mom jean anymore. So like you have to figure out what's right for your body type.
I actually just bought a ton of wide legged jeans.
Okay. So they're going to be like really in.
I think it's in because we've all been wearing sweatpants. Yeah. So to go from sweatpants to a tight jean is just
everyone's
unheard
like,
of.
No,
we like that's just not
enough.
Okay. So I think designers are like, let's transition. Yeah. Let's give you a jean that's loose. It's a loose jean.
People are like, if you think I'm putting a skinny jean on, leave my apartment.
Also, I can't fit into my skinny jeans. I'm gonna be honest. I've gained like 15 pounds, and I love my curves right now. And they're not meant to be, you know, boxed in a fucking skinny jean. They need to fly. They need to jiggle.
I love your curves. I also. Gained a little bit of weight in the past 2 weeks, but like I don't care because I feel like my ass is better than ever.
Paige, there's a perfect amount, like there's a amount of skinny where you actually lose your curves, and like fashion wise it's like it looks whatever. But
my dad told me that a month ago when I came home for Thanksgiving. He said, hey, boys don't like too skinny sometimes.
Your dad said that?
Yeah. And I was like, well, I'm not out here trying to please boys, dad.
She goes, I'm pleasing my Instagram. But the truth is, Paige, there is a weight. I love laughing. Like, you know, you eat one salad and then you look in the mirror and you're like, oh my God, I'm so skinny. Is my head getting too big? For my body.
I literally worked out one time last week and was so sore and was like looking in the mirror and I was like, do I have abs yet? And I was like, you worked out one time.
But I think actually like the trend is going to be like 10 pounds over your like normal
good let's
weight.
Normalize it.
Normalize it. And I mean, every guy I've ever dated hates when I get too skinny. They just like,
it is so true.
They love something to grab onto.
They really do. I don't think I've had someone comment ever, like a guy ever comment, like, you're getting like a little bit big. But I have had boyfriends be like, you're kind of like, you're really skinny right now.
Well, yeah.
Or, and I'm like,
oh, I've had guys.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
But that's like them being like, are you okay? Because yeah. I don't want to feel like I'm
fucking.
That's
them being like, I don't like grabbing your ass when we have sex.
That was a nice way of saying that. What happens when I gain weight is my boyfriends will be like, I have tons of boyfriends.
Tons.
In the past, they'll be like, your boobs are big.
Yeah. It's so easy pleasing them.
It's really simple. They don't notice like the tiny bit of like fat you have on your stomach that you're like obsessing about. They just see your huge tits.
No, it's so crazy that they don't notice that.
But then it's so crazy that we don't notice guys physically at all once we like them. Like he could literally become obese and I'm like obsessed with him.
Wait, that's so interesting. I wonder if guys feel the same way. Like if I know that I really, really like you, I don't care about anything.
Nothing.
Like, I don't care if you haven't shaven. I don't care if your breath is bad. Like, I don't care about anything. I'm obsessed with you.
But that's how he's going to be with you.
Yeah.
You have to understand that. That's how he's going to be with you. But girls, I think more early on, like, once you like their swag, it's sold. Like, he could do anything. Where guys are, like, more physical in the beginning, so they really have to be into you physically. And then once they fall emotionally, I think it's a game over.
I think that I fall in love with swag first.
Yeah.
Like if you walk into a room and you have swag, it's like for me, I'm like, oh, God,
I'm actually way more vain when it comes to dating guys than you, which is so funny. Like yeah, the way you are with fashion is how I am with guys because they're like my accessory.
Yeah. Yeah. And I rarely meet guys, I feel like, that dress really well.
Yeah.
But I do know a few and I'm like, oh,
you're like, I'm dating babies. Guys who dress well. How does that happen?
Yeah.
Also, every time I say game over on this pod, you guys have to drink because I think I've said it 6 times.
Wow, that's a good game.
I once dated this guy who's 6'3", blue eyes, gorgeous, not like the most athletic dude, and like did not have a six pack. But also, like, when you have a six pack when you're not training for the Olympics, like, why? Like, I find it very vain, and I find it like not fun to date them because they like count their macros and their micros. They like judge you. They like wake up in the morning to work out. Like, these are like, it's hot for a photo, not hot for a lifestyle. Anyway, like, they're not the kind of guys that you'll be like, oh, should we get McDonald's at 2 a.m. and they like won't.
No, you see, like, I can't. I want you to not have abs, and I want you to be like, what do you want for second dinner?
100%.
Right.
So this guy is sitting and he's like, he says, he was like, I don't like my torso. And that's when I realized, I was like, okay, this guy has deeper issues than I thought, but I will stay with him 3 more months because he's 6'3", and that's how I do the math of how long to stay with a guy after you find out he's too fucked up to be with. But
basic science.
I gave him this science, just math. We don't know math, but it's science. So I basically said to him, I was like, look, like, I'm so attracted to you, like, everything about you. This isn't.
Yeah, like, I'm not worried about your torso.
The fact that this man is worried about his torso, I'm like, I actually didn't even realize you had a torso until you mentioned it.
I didn't wake up this morning and was like, wow, John's torso is irking me.
Don't bring Jazzy John into this. It actually wasn't Jazzy John. That's just, I just do 6'3 with blue eyes. It's just, every guy I've dated is 6'3 blue eyes.
Which is crazy.
I know, but then there's been some in-betweeners that were different, and you know what? Not worth it. Okay, final winter fashion.
Okay.
How do we feel about velvet?
I mean, I'd wrap myself in it if it was socially acceptable.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with it, and it's so Christmassy.
So Christmassy. Also, like, for this time of the year, it's, like, it's just chic. And mixing materials is something I'm really into.
Oh.
Or, I mean, sorry, if you're wearing a velvet top, like, mixing it with, like, a satin pant or a leather pant. Go
I'm obsessed with that. Also, I've seen, like, mixing of shades. So it's, like, you'll wear a pink and brighter pink and then, like, a dark pink. And that's, like, the outfit.
Like,
so
a monochromatic. Like,
yes.
Switch. Yeah. Monochromatic is also going to be very in for 2021. I know, like, tan and nudes are, like, really in right now. It's only going to get more.
I'm obsessed. Lastly, we're in a pandemic and, you know, we're in a real pandemic, but we're also in a something called winter pale pandemic where I've lost my color and, you know, we're all better when we're tan. I haven't fake tanned at all.
Okay, so I used to get spray tans. Like, we used to get them once a week.
You guys, we were obsessed with spray tans because also we were, like, still dealing with summer house stuff, so we wanted to look like we were, like, fun and, like, summery.
Yeah, like, oh, we like tan. Like, really.
I don't have it in me this year to fake tan.
I don't have it in me. I don't want to like go someplace. I used to have a girl come to my house who was like amazing, but like I'm not going to have her come over. She has like a baby. I actually haven't even talked to her.
But it's also like we're not being seen anywhere.
Right. And I'm not like going somewhere.
I don't want to deal with it. I would only do it if I like had to go to a place that we were like people taking photos or some shit.
I only use Tan Lux, and like I'm going to do one today, I think. Because you can like, it's so easy to tailor.
Is it like the water droplets?
Yeah.
Like you just put some water on?
And they don't smell. You just mix it in with your moisturizer. It's like you're putting moisturizer on.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Do you feel like it comes off at all accidentally? Like, do you ever feel like it gets on your clothes or anything?
No, and you know when you get a spray tan and like after the like 7 days or 10 days that it lasts, it starts like peeling on your chest first.
Yep. Once only around my belly button, it came off, and I was like filming in a bikini and people were like, are you okay? And I was like, clearly I'm not.
Yeah, like it comes off in like weird places, like by my armpits. I'm like, this is like, it's flaking off.
I was doing a gig where they put a microphone on me with tape and they took the tape off and it took my tan off, and they were just looking at me and I was looking at them and I was like, well, you're gonna have to pay for that. Because now I have a white square in the middle of my chest.
I'm gonna start saying that in like situations where it doesn't even make sense. Like, you're gonna have to pay for that.
Some guy says something mean to you, you're gonna have to pay for that.
You're gonna pay for that.
Oh, that's actual just revenge.
I love revenge.
So yeah, that's our winter fashion segment. And we've
our winter fashion. And Tan Lux, honestly, I love it. I used it before everyone, like, here's the thing also with like being on Instagram. Some people are like, you don't actually use that. Like, you just like get paid to promote it. Yes, sure do. But I used it before.
I think I got some stuff from Tan Lux and you took it from me. I think you have it.
Probably. I have like so many bottles in my department. I even gifted some to my mom. I was like, you're going to love this for your face.
Wait, you told me before we got on that you have like a beauty secret you want to tell me.
Oh my God. Okay. So, you know, I do my due diligence for the gigglers and like, you know, I'm always open to learning new things and I want to tell everyone about it. Mm-hmm. I've been on TikTok and my TikTok is very specific to my personality, and I think they did a good job with like tracking my data. It's literally just makeup videos and then like dancing videos.
The little elves inside my phone are doing a great job.
No, they're crushing it. Mm-hmm. So I kept seeing this video for Dr. Jart color correcting cream. And it was like, if you use it wrong, you're going to hate it. So obviously I left TikTok and I went to the full YouTube beauty influencers to get the real dirt. The consistency is like a lotiony, but like thicker, not a clay, but like whatever. It's $125. Worth every single cent. Take my money.
What does it do?
Okay, so the coloring is like almost like a little bit like grayish greenish. Mm-hmm. You take a little bit in like a small like a little dollop in your fingers, rub it in between your fingers to I guess warm it up, and then you just pat your skin like this all over your face. In 2 minutes it completely changes colors to your face. It gets rid of all of your redness. It like neutralizes your redness and it looks like a thin shield like on your skin. You're dewy.
Wait, is this makeup?
It's makeup, but like okay, so some days this week I wore it as foundation. Like I put that on and then I did like some blush and like bronzer and left.
Well, especially in the winter, I am a dry red mess.
Yeah. Hannah, you're going to love it. You have to order it immediately.
Wait, but does it help with redness like naturally?
Yes. It literally, because like the green coloring neutralizes like any redness on your face.
But I'm saying like, does it actually help the real skin? Like once I take it off, is it helping the skin at all? Or is it more of like a makeup?
I don't know. We're vain here. Like we're going for like,
I was like
quick satisfaction.
Okay.
Instant gratification.
Yeah.
And then you can also put like your like a foundation over it for like extra coverage. It literally, I can't say enough good things about it. Worth every single cent. Get it? Is that Sephora? Dr. Jart color correcting. It's called like color correcting cream, but then it has like a name under it. It's like some crazy name.
How were people using it wrong?
I think people were like putting it and rubbing it in, yeah, like a moisturizer, and you have to just pat it with like your fingertips and then it'll seep in. Like you have to give it, it's testy. You have to like let it do it at its own time pace.
Wow. Well, you guys have gotten all our inner thoughts, yeah, on beauty and fashion this morning. Mm-hmm. But now it's time to get into front page fucking news.
Cue the typing. I feel like we have so many just like, it's not like crazy stories, but it's things that you're just like, mm. And I have, yeah, a lot of Bravo stuff. Okay, comments by Bravo posted. So did you see that Shep or Austin and Pringle like posted a picture together?
Okay.
And someone commented and goes, so you were actually after Kroll Warrior King all along, like saying that to Pringle, like, oh, you guys are friends now. Like, really, you just wanted to date him. Kroll comment. Okay, so then this other girl comments and goes, Madison can do better than both these drunks, dot, dot. I mean, dudes. Austin comments at this woman and goes, Patricia's hairdresser can do better than me and Pringle, question mark. I die. Then the girl comments back and goes, what Madison needs is not a frat boy. She's already got one boy to take care of, dot, dot, dot. Girls want frat boys. Women want men. Austin comments back and goes, AKA the biggest blue check mark she can find. Their public fighting makes me anxious.
I am just eating my popcorn here. Because, okay, we love Austin. Austin is our good friend.
I love Austin. I truly do love Madison, too. I'm fascinated.
This is my thing with Austin. He's, like, very passionate. Like, he gets, like, emotional. Like, if you listen, mm-hmm, to the podcast I did with him, like, he's just, like, fun to talk to because he gets really into things. And he told me, like, he can barely watch his season because, like, of the hate he gets all the time. So he's definitely a sensitive boy. And, like, but he needs, it's like, Austin, like, stay off of the Instagram comments. Like, even so if it hurts for a second, let it go. Because next thing, yeah, you know, you're saying shit you don't want to say.
It's kind of like that moment when you're fighting with a guy and you type out, like, the craziest. And you're just like, and then you're like, you know what? And you just backspace.
Yep.
And you're like, okay. Yes,
Austin, I love that you wrote that, but then delete it.
Then you have to delete it.
Know in your heart of hearts you had a good comeback and then move on.
How many times I've written in my notes, like, full just fights and, like, comebacks and, like, this is how I really feel. And then, like, you just delete it because, like, you have to get it out.
Or you're like me, season one, my first season of Summer House, and I would write all my thoughts and all my comebacks. And then when I would approach the person, I'd be like, I like animals. I'm sorry.
Also, Austin was on Watch What Happens Live, and he had to pick between me and Sheena, like, to sleep with, I think, which is like, kind of aggressive. And he picked me, but he said, I feel like she wouldn't be that adventurous in bed. And I was like,
what?
I love a challenge, first of all. Second of all, do I come off like I would be like a bump on a log? Is that my vibe? Are people thinking I'm out here just being boring?
You have been, like, kind of conservative in your interviews about sex, I feel like. He clearly doesn't listen to Giggly Squad.
Clearly he doesn't listen.
Well, when you first got on TV, you were a scared little...
Yeah, I was a scared little baby.
You were just scared that your parents are going to yell at you about anything. Like, I had to pull you aside and be like, your parents know you're not a virgin.
No, they don't. Please don't tell...
And you were like, no, they don't.
Please do not tell my dad that.
People don't understand, like, when you come from a really traditional Italian family, how, like...
I mean, no, they really don't. I feel like some people think, like, I'm trying to act like I'm not, like, I'm trying to act like I don't do those kind of things. But, like, I'm human, so, like, obviously I do. But I just don't need my mother and my father, like, knowing.
See, my mom and dad are way past that.
Yeah, my dad, like, thinks I, like, don't like boys. Okay, next. Everybody thinks that this is why you have to join our Patreon, because, like, I have photo evidence of things that, like, I have to show Hannah. Okay, take a look at this pic.
Oh, yeah. I saw that pic.
So everyone thinks that Kourtney Kardashian was photoshopped into it. And like my first thought was like, wow, rich people just have such different, like rich famous people have such different lives. Could you imagine calling Lenore and being like, hey, quick question. Do you think you could Photoshop me into the Christmas card this year? Because I'm just like so busy. Wait,
but where was this, by the way, this is a Kardashian photo of them like skiing. Where's Kylie?
I don't know. She's not in it.
Because if they were going to put Courtney in, why wouldn't right. Kylie be put in? If I think Courtney's there. I think it just they just edit it weird and it looks
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, I think
they
edit
so fucking much.
Yeah, I think they like edited each coloring different.
Also, did you see people are tweeting about how like Kim Kardashian's low-key like crazy athletic?
No.
People were like, because she posted her skiing, like snowboarding, and she posted her like skating, and people were like, Kim Kardashian is the next Winter Olympian. And she retweeted it. I was like, I love that. Guys. But like, I think they're a skiing family. Like they've been skiing forever. Do you know I've never skied in my life?
Wow.
Have you?
Yeah.
I guess you're from Albany. You're from the tundra.
I've never skied around here. Oh. I've never skied. I've only, this sounds so pretentious. I've only ever skied in Aspen. So like, I don't know what the other
but
slopes are like.
Opry ski is like a real my jam. Thing.
No, opry ski is a real industry.
And you just get, but I'm afraid that I'll just get a lot of stomach aches because I love hot chocolate and I'll put like Bailey's in it. And the next thing you know, I'm going to be blackout, like having diarrhea. And it's like really hard to have diarrhea in a ski suit. So.
Really hard to have diarrhea in snow pants. Next.
First world problems.
So everyone. I can't go skiing because I'll have diarrhea on my ski pants. Mm-hmm. Okay. Take a look at this engagement ring.
Oh, my God.
So everyone's thinking that that's Khloe Kardashian's engagement ring with Tristan Thompson.
Were they ever engaged?
No, they never were engaged, but she's been, like, wearing this around town. She's wearing it on her ring finger.
It makes her hand look like a baby's hand. Like, that's how big the diamond is.
It's literally, okay, if you're listening to the podcast, which, obviously, it's literally, like, a massive pear shape that goes from her knuckle to the bottom of her finger.
Yeah.
And then, like, a band around it. It's crazy town, USA.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's too much.
We've talked about engagement rings on here because I recently realized I'm 29 and one day I might get engaged and I like never thought about that. And I'm trying to find out, like, I actually know my ring style. My ring style is very like, I love the like baguette rings. I love gold. I love, actually, I don't know what my ring style is. But anyway, for an engagement ring.
Hold on. The way you talk about engagement rings is like you just found out the final for our classes today and everyone's been studying for weeks and you have to cram like the night before.
And you know when you're in algebra class, you're like, what's X? And they're like, wait, that was like day one. And you're like, but what is X? Hannah, can you explain what X is? And they're like, you're fucked.
You're fucked. You're fucked. Don't take it. You're fucked. Hannah literally called me today and her question was, hey, have you been thinking about your engagement ring your whole life? Because I feel like I haven't had time to process. Like, how many years have you thought about it? Like, don't worry, the exam's not today. Like, you have time.
Because there's so many choices. I also realize I have severe shopping anxiety. Like, I think it's a self-hate thing where, like, if I buy something for myself and it's not, like, really worth it, like, I get mad at myself. Mm-hmm. And with an engagement ring, like, you're going to be wearing it all the time. And I just haven't thought of, I want to be, like, the coolest. Like, I want to have the coolest ring. But I don't, and then I want it to be unique. So I went from being like, I want like a pebble to be like, I'm so cool and like anti-establishment to then being like, I want two diamonds.
You went from, oh my God, he could like put a flower stem around my ring finger. And I love that. To, I think that I should have two diamonds clustered together like Ariana Grande.
Hear me out. I think I saw Ariana Grande's. What is our opinion on Ariana Grande's ring, which is a huge pear and a tiny pearl? Well, actually, the pearl's probably normal size and the pear is huge. That has some like significance, family significance.
I love it.
I'm obsessed with it.
I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. I love it, one, because I have an allegiance to Ariana Grande and I don't know where it comes from, but like I love her.
She's Italian.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there's some, I'm like, you got it. Okay, so I love her. I love that it's sentimental, that it was her grandfather's on his tie pin, and he told the grandmother, like, I want her to have this because I had a dream that it'll keep her safe.
That makes me so happy.
I love all of that. I love that it looks good with the ring. And also, like, engagement rings, like anything in fashion, it evolves. So, you could be a traditional person.
True.
And want, like, a classic ring. You can always evolve and change
it. I feel like people after 10, 15 years.
If you think I'm rocking my engagement ring past 10 years,
Do you get a new ring, or you would, like, do something to it?
You upgrade. Bitch, I've been in this for 10 years. I deserve an upgrade.
Wait, so, like, you get a whole new diamond?
Yeah, if you want. If he's got it like that.
It was actually quite an interesting conversation where we talked about, like, we're making money. Like, we're going to be fucking boss ass bitches in a couple years. Like, do you throw in another 10K to get a bigger diamond? I don't know.
I asked one of my girlfriends literally last night, and she goes, absolutely not.
Yeah. I don't think so. I want it to feel like it's like I can buy myself as many rings as I want. But then part of me, there's so many cool, like, cocktail rings that are like goldy with like a diamond that could be so cool, that are like literally $3,000, and I'm like, I'd be happy with this.
Yeah.
So I'm like in a, but then Paige, I saw Ariana Grande's ring, and I was like, oh, that's the uniqueness I've been wanting. Like, I want something different, and like having the two is so different. And then Emily Ratajkowski's ring suddenly to me I made sense, but I think it's too big.
Hers is really big.
I want like a pair.
Okay.
And then next to like a square, I think.
Yeah.
But then it's like, do I?
I mean, it's
do you, what do you actually think as someone who has great taste? If you saw me and I had a ring that was like a cluster of two different, and it was like pretty,
I think it's cool. I wouldn't get it. Like, I don't think I would want that type of ring.
Why?
Because I like more of a traditional.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It is like really artsy and cool. And like, we do wear ear cuffs. So
part
like
of the traditional ring makes me like cringe. Like, I don't want to just be like, I found a man and now I have a man. Like, that's what I'm like hating about the process.
I kind of feel that.
Do you feel that?
I feel that. Yeah.
Like, you're like, I don't want to just be like, now I'm a taken girl and I found a prince and I'm saved. Like, fuck that shit. So that's what I want to get too.
You want it to be like an art piece.
But then also like, how often do you wear your engagement ring? Like, I almost texted Amanda being like, how often do you wear your engagement ring? Like,
every single day. I don't think she ever takes
it. But I'm like a very, like, I'm playing tennis all the time. I'm like scratching my butt. I don't know. I'm just like doing things. I can't even have nails. Like, I had to kill the whole family the other day because
I wash my hands all the time. Are you back to your roots? What's going on? You don't have any nail polish on.
I had a moment.
Are you okay?
I had Mexican food.
Yeah.
I had like tacos. And then like I couldn't get the smell of the tacos off my nails. And I had like a full panic attack and was like, I'm killing the whole family.
And so you just chopped them all off.
I just felt gross. I was like, I need, you know, when you just feel dirty. And I was like, I want to be cleansed of this toxic femininity.
I've been going to Gloss Lab and my manicure. This has been 2 weeks.
I actually was going to comment on that.
Not a chip in sight. And my nails are all the same length right now. So we're just vibing out together. Like, I look down at them and
we're
like, you're doing
great. We're in different
places right now. Yeah, we're in really different places.
Also, I have really big palms and stubby fingers. So we have different finger shape.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, I need like an emerald to make it, like a little ring to make my fingers look daintier. Turns out you need a bigger ring if you have chubby fingers to make your finger look dainty.
Also, if you have really skinny fingers, you need a really massive rock too. Just science.
Wait, I think the industry is just fucking with us. They're like, regardless, you need a regardless. Huge expensive rock. But there's part of me that like, I just want to, I'm just confused.
Don't worry, it's all gonna work out. We're gonna figure this out. We're gonna tackle this one
together.
You're
like gonna be my person that I want you to be honest with me all the time.
Yeah, we should just go try rings on one day.
Oh my god, that'd be so fun.
Because I feel like you also have to see it on your actual finger and like hold it up and like answer your phone and like do things with it and be like, is this us? Is this us? You know, like look at it and be like, hi.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free.
or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning. So I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy. And there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I Do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Okay, let's do our next story. Teresa Giudice. I mean, oh, do you love God. It or do you love
if
you, it?
If you could, like, put a Barbie and Ken, but like no, Italian doll yeah. together. If like, you could just make up a man in your head for her, isn't it him?
Yes. Like, who I picture her to be with is this man.
I've never been so happy for a woman.
When I saw the paparazzi pictures of her kissing him, like in New York City on like date night, I was with one of my friends and I was looking at my phone and I literally gasped. I was like, oh. And they're like, what happened? I was like, Teresa Giudice has a boyfriend.
And he's like an Italian stallion, like an actual Louis Italian.
Louis Roulas. We don't quite know what he does. But according to his LinkedIn profile, he's the co-founder and EVP of business development at Digital Media Solutions, located in Clearwater, Florida.
I just heard EVP. It sounds good. Yeah, me too. It sounds like they're going to have some great Florida vacations. Also, dating like in your 50s or 40s is actually hopping because all the divorcees are like ready to go.
It's actually probably like being 25 again.
It probably is, because you know when you're young and you have like a crush and then he like gets married to like his first girlfriend and you're like, what the fuck? Like, that guy's such a catch, really?
Yeah.
He's the one that in 15 years is going to be back on the market. So if you're single in your 30s, like, just wait it out a little.
Literally just like wait another year, because the divorce. And also, we just went through a quarantine. Like, so many people are going to be divorced soon.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm divorcing myself.
Can we also talk about Armie Hammer being on Raya?
Okay, so Armie's on Raya. Is he single?
Yeah.
Oh, so the girl Paige is just like talking to.
Oh, okay. So, okay, guys. Also, so his girlfriend that we thought, and we had stalked her on Instagram. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gorgeous. On air.
On air. Literally. Gorgeous. We think she's a giggler. Because she follows me.
I feel like I talk shit because I was trying to make you feel better.
Yeah, no, we're not trying to talk shit at all. Like, we think she's gorgeous and, like, we're happy that he's dating someone. But, like, her name is Paige. And so it's just, like, it's so crazy. I don't know if they're fully dating. Look, this is also, like, made up in my head. I just think that, like, Armie Hammer's gorgeous. And I would obviously date him in a second. But we don't want to come between true love. But, like, he is on Raya.
Wow. I love how political you were just now.
Yeah, I don't want
you basically
a fellow,
were saying bitch back the fuck up.
I don't want a fellow Paige to hate me, but also, like, if your boyfriend DMs me, what do you want me to do?
Do you feel like, connected to other girls named Paige? Are you like immediately nice to them?
I think I do. Yeah, but also I'm like, how dare you?
If a girl's name is Hannah without the H, though, I don't like vibe with them.
No, I wouldn't vibe with them either.
Or like, but if they're self-aware, like, I know my parents should have put the H at the end. I'm like, okay, I really like you. This one comedian, Hannah Dickinson.
Because I feel like then that name's like Hannah. I don't know why I want to pronounce it like that.
Like, why would you not make a beautiful palindrome? Like, why would you ruin that girl's life? Because the whole rest of her life just to go Hannah without an H at the end.
Wow. I think about that a lot.
Do you know what I think about more? That guy named Chasen on The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
Every time he introduced himself, he has to be like, Chasen. And they go, Jason? And he goes, no, Chasen.
Wow, that sucks.
You know, how many hours of your life do you waste doing that back and forth? Like, I could see the first time being like, oh, I could see how that would happen. Then being like, this is my life.
That must be so annoying because we don't have names where people are like, what? We're like, what? If someone said like, what to Paige, I'd be like, you're an idiot. Go back to school. Like, Paige. But like, how annoying. How annoying must it be to have a name that you have to be like, oh, it's with a K.
This one guy in college, his name was Quentin, but it was spelled Waquentin with a W in front because his mom only named her kids with W names, and then she wanted to name him Quentin. So we called him Waquentin, but his name was Quentin.
You're telling me this man had a silent W in his name?
Because it was like a Kardashian thing. It was like, you know, Will. What's another W name? It was like a bunch of W names, and then she was like Waquentin. Shout out to Waquentin. He was on the basketball team.
That's crazy. Whatever. Okay, let's do our next story. Okay, this one's, oh my God, this one's so weird. Okay, so Viola Davis and her husband said that they take baths together twice a day.
What? Wait, I'm kind of obsessed with
I knew you were going to be. I knew you were going to be.
She'd go like, okay, it's bath time.
I knew you were going to be. It says it keeps their intimacy, taking 2 daily baths together. In the morning, they get in the jacuzzi and they have together time every night because they get into the tub. We soak, we laugh, we talk. Sometimes her husband falls asleep. She says it's like having a date every day because it's like the time. It's like time.
Okay. I love this, but they have to remember when Viola Davis says they take baths together, you're probably thinking like your little shower bath that you have. No, no, no. They have a fucking jacuzzi. Let's say
that's
what
true.
It is. They take a hot tub
that's
twice
true.
A day.
Yeah. They've been married for 17 years and they have 1 daughter together.
I love that. Well, I've been watching a lot of Real Housewives and you're just watching like relationships just implode. Like
yeah.
The Housewife of Atlanta, there's a new girl, Drew Sidora, who 2nd episode is already in therapy with her husband, which is like, you deserve that peach girl because normally it takes housewives 3 to 4 seasons to get their husband to do therapy on camera.
Right.
And there is some fucked up shit going on, but I recently saw a quote. This is our mental health moment that is like, don't be afraid to get out of bad relationships, bad situations, whatever. But like staying in it is the worst thing. You will survive getting out of it. You will survive. But you know right now you're not happy being in it. So anyone who needed that, you're welcome.
Yeah. That's so true. Like the thought of being with the wrong person scares me more than the thought of being alone.
And you weren't there before, but now you are.
No, but now
it's called growth. Okay, next question.
And now we're growing. So hold on. The tub situation.
Yeah.
Cute. Like I think it's cute. I think it's like a lot though. Twice a day, every day is a lot. Like if
twice
once,
a day is a lot.
If like once a week on like a Saturday night, my fake boyfriend or like my fake husband was like, it's like get in the tub. Like, yeah, for sure. But like twice a day, like that's how you
I
bathe.
Think it shows that like in relationships, if you can find one thing that you both are like a hobby you're both obsessed with, and clearly they both like love tubbing. Like
they love
like,
tubbing.
They found out like we fucking love it. So like some people love skiing together. Some people
so
love
true. Their thing like, is tubbing.
Finding a hobby you guys both love together is next level for intimacy. And
true
I think that's
intimacy.
What we take from this. But like I would just it would be if like I would be like look at him and he'd be like, did you just pee? And I'd be like, yeah. And he'd be like, oh, not again. And
like,
be like
in the
I'm
tub.
Sorry. Yeah. Like when it's a hot tub, like I just want to pee in it.
I feel like if your hobby is like sitting on the couch and eating Reese's peanut butter cups, then like shout me out. But like, because like, here's the thing. I have so much to do when I'm bathing. Like I have a schedule, you know,
oh,
and
yeah.
I have a routine. Like I put the shampoo in my hair first. Then I like while that's soaking in, I'm shaving my legs and I'm rinsing it out, putting the conditioner in. Then I'm shaving the other parts. You know,
I
then
hate
I'm,
showering with a man.
It's just like a lot. It's
you never
a lot.
Get the temperature right. Also, like they realize I'm a selfish cunt because like I'm not standing out of the water. Sorry,
no, I'm
I didn't
not. Sorry, I didn't come in here to get cold.
No.
Also, there is something to be said that because like, you know, when you're if you're ever like away with your girlfriend or like one of your girl like your friend that's a girl or like you're sharing a room or something and like you get in the shower and then like you're like just like leave it on, like I'm getting, then you get in, it's usually like the same temperature that you would use, like scalding.
Yes, scalding. I need one layer of my skin to be melted.
Yeah, like
off.
I want to be red. I want to be. Mm-hmm. I want it to be so hot that my body is turned red because it's protecting itself.
Yep.
Anytime I've ever like been in a bathroom with a guy and he's getting in the shower or like I'm getting out or anything like with a boyfriend, they keep it so cold. Like, what are they doing?
Every fucking guy I've ever dated.
Yeah. What is the deal with it? Why don't they talk about Satan?
Yeah, because like, I have hot water. And then I'm like, if I wanted to bathe in cold water, I'd go outside and get rained on.
Right. Like, literally, they act like we've gotten this water from the well, boiled it, and just poured it on ourselves. Like, what are you talking
about?
But
also, like, the movies make showering look so sexy. When I'm in the shower, normally it's like I shower at night. Mm-hmm. So, like, end of day, like, I am bloated. I've had, like, 7 meals by
that
point.
I'm in here to cry, dude. I'm not in here to be sexy.
Like, I don't take all the mascara off, obviously. So, I look like a full raccoon.
Yeah.
And then, like, you don't want to, like, worry about looking hot when you're, like, your hair is, like, no.
No.
It's a good maybe. And then, like, sex is terrible because, like, the lubrication is all off.
Horrible. Horrible.
I haven't tried it since I was, like, 25.
That and then the pool, like we get it, that's a hype, but I'm not doing it. I'm a grown woman. Get out
no,
of my
I'm
face.
No, I'm not doing it. Like touch his dick, but like,
yeah.
Do use the shower as foreplay. Also, as you get older, it's very easy to pull it back, and like I just sleep, have sex like after.
You know, like I don't need to examine my shower wall that intensely.
I was talking about on. Yeah, like get a, if you want to fuck in the shower, get a bath mat, hold on to the faucet, put a hand up, and then don't turn the water on. Oh,
a bath mat is key to this plot. Okay, let's talk about the Real Housewives of OC's fashion. Do you want to look?
Yeah.
Okay, take a mental note of all of those. I'm going to rate them.
Yep.
Here we go. Number one, Gina. Crushed it.
Explain for people who can't see it.
Oh, right. I forget sometimes we're
I was
not
like,
online.
I don't know about this segment.
Okay, sorry. I just like had to say this. Gina is wearing like a long white, one-shouldered, long sleeve, straight hair.
Gina killed it. Also, Gina went on like a health journey because Gina, like all of us, she.
This is the best I've ever seen Gina's hair.
She gained weight because she was like madly in love and in quarantine, owned it.
Happens.
Lost some of the weight. Her hair looks gorgeous.
Her hair looks amazing.
Gina's by far my favorite. I love Gina.
I like Gina too. Shannon really missed the mark. She's wearing like a short white turtleneck dress. It's just like, it doesn't look good.
My question is, what requirements do you look for someone slaying a reunion look?
Wow. Okay, wow. Here's the thing. If you want to
so pumped up.
I love clothes. I don't really want to say this because I don't want to like make anyone mad or alienate anyone. But like, fuck it. I'm saying it because it's like this is my opinion. The key to slaying your reunion outfit is, and I know all the housewives want to be younger than they are, but like it's finding an age appropriate dress for you. Like Shannon should not have been walking out there in like the short dress, like, but then it sounds mean because like wear whatever you want.
No, I understand what you're saying. What you're saying is not like don't show your legs or whatever, it's the actual style.
Yeah, it has to be the right style.
It looks like you're trying to be like an 18-year-old girl at the club sometimes.
Right, like Bronwyn's massive long hair ponytail that goes down to her waist, inappropriate. Dorit does like ponytail extensions and she does them correctly. Like she does them to her shoulder. She does, you know, like it looks age appropriate. Like you look.
When you say age appropriate, you're kind of just saying classy.
Yeah. Like you look like you're a 40-year-old woman, but like you know how to dress. Like
exactly.
You don't want to look like you wore your daughter's prom dress.
Do you know whose fashion I actually loved? But sometimes she looked a little like it was a. I thought Carol Radswell had cool fashion.
Dude, I think the unsung hero of Bravo Housewife franchise's fashion, she always looked
like
dope.
She actually had cool looks, like aspirational. Did she always pull it off? Maybe not, but you're always like, damn, Carol, like, has her own thing going on.
She used to wear, she wore like gloves mm-hmm. one time, like sheer gloves before they were even in style. And I was like, dude, that was dope. And one time I feel like she wore these like boots that were like turned into pants.
Ooh.
And
well, I was sometimes like, the housewives, I think, care more that they're like buying something expensive.
Yeah. Where she had like true New York City class. Like there
there's a difference between style and designer.
There's something to be said about like Northeast class mm-hmm. versus like Southern California. There, like, sorry, that was so mean, and I hate to alienate an entire state. But
you said Southern California wasn't an entire state.
Whatever, in the part of a state. But like the way women dress in New York day to day.
Well, it's the fashion capital of the world, so it's like. We're probably more experimental and we probably miss sometimes, but it's like we're trying to start trends. We're like the trend, it's a 6-hour time difference, so the trend gets to them later.
Yeah, it's all about the time difference.
But you love Salt Lake City's fashion.
I love Salt Lake City fashion.
So Meredith Marks has like a legit gorgeous jewelry company. Have you checked it out?
No, I haven't because I can't probably afford any of
it. You're going to want to buy all
of it. But Meredith's style... I die for. Like, I love it.
She looks so different than when she was, like, a mom, though. Did you see, like, the kids will post, like, happy birthday, mom. And it was, like, her when the kids are, like, 5. Yeah. And she looks like a normal human.
And now she's just, like, Glamazon.
And now she's Glamazon.
I mean, I think her and Lisa, like, I don't know how they're not getting in trouble for wearing, like, big furs. Like, go off. Do whatever you want. But, like, some of their fur coats, I'm just, like, that's an insane coat and
so
I need
it. So
someone
pitched The Simple Life. Like on Instagram Meredith and Lisa, which Paige and I have been manifesting for a while. We didn't say it out loud, so we weren't manifesting that well. Paige, literally, you were mad. You will normally message me stuff on the down low and have opinions. Mm-hmm. She in the comments was like, not before me and Hannah.
I went full Madison and Austin in that comment. I was like, bitch, They said that Lisa and Meredith should have a real, like, simple life like Paris and Nicole. And I said, no. And then someone commented and totally blew us up, Hannah, and they were like, yeah, but you and Hannah aren't rich. And I was like, facts. They're like, it makes sense if you guys worked at McDonald's. Like, I was like, cool.
They're like, you live in trash in New York City.
Yeah. And I was like, you're not wrong, ma'am. Also, you're not wrong.
One more thing about Austin Madison, the craziest thing about all of it is that they could easily get back together tomorrow.
I mean, they're going to get back together.
They've gone back together 800 times.
There's in no situation that they're not getting back together. If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. There are some stories about my mother's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt to tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother's life for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick.
Storyworth makes the process all a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. After that, you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of stories you already know or be surprised by the stories you've never heard before. After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I know that my mom is going to absolutely love this, and there's always like in my head, I feel like, what am I going to do with all the pictures in my phone? This is a perfect thing to do with all the pictures in your phone. Families love Storyworth, and that's why they have more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/giggly. That's storyworth.com/giggly to save $10 on your purchase. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry Lashes are in. Bold Eye Looks are in. Could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I think that was all the front page news that I had.
Oh my God, that's perfect timing because I totally forgot that we're doing a Christmas episode. And I want to wrap it up. We'll do advice next time. I know you love advice, but like, I just want to know what you're doing this Christmas.
Every time I come home, my mom has to call me the day before I come home to tell me everything I have to do when I get home. And it just makes me anxious. Like, I don't like it. My dad yells at her. She called me the other day and she goes, I just want to let you know. Like, she's so passive aggressive. But like, she's my mom, so she gets a pass. She's like, I just want to let you know that you're waking up very. And she also laughs. Like, she's like, I know I have this.
She's like
control.
Loving your torture.
Very early on Christmas Eve, because you have to vacuum, you have to go get a gift card for me, we need bagels for Christmas morning. Like, she's giving me this list.
What is her husband doing?
So my dad and I are the workers. It's like we work for my mom.
What is Gary doing?
Nothing. He's resting. He has things resting. To do. He's working.
That is so typical Italian family. The things. Son is the king. Mm-mm. My mom would literally, like, I'd be, like, eating spaghetti and meatballs, and my brother would be, like, coming the next day, and she'd be like, you're done. Leftovers are for Daniel. She would, like, take the meatball out of my mouth for Daniel. I was like, I'm a growing woman. Sure. This ass doesn't just get thick on itself.
Thank God my brother doesn't like leftovers. I would be malnourished. I would not have made it past age 7. Like, I'm going to be here.
Wait, that is fucking insane that you get put to work.
And now my comeback is, do you think when Paris Hilton goes home, she has to vacuum the family room? She goes, wow.
Well, she's subconsciously training you to be a domesticated queen when you have a family. However, I learned that if you just don't learn how to do things, then someone has to do it, and it's not going to be you.
Yeah.
And usually I'll go to my dad and be like, can you do me a solid and like go do what mom has asked me to do? And like I have him wrapped around my finger to this day. Love him so much.
Shout out to Paige's dad. I just had a flashback. Do you remember when Kendall Jenner on the Kardashians like got paid to, like Bruce Jenner paid her to do a chore and then she paid someone else with that money to do like some like random little kid to do her job?
She paid the gardener to walk the dog. She was I know exactly what scene you're talking about. Literally could tell you exactly what it is. Bruce wanted her to walk Gabbana. And so she got the the gardener.
Also, walking
to walk
a dog, how long does that take? Like 10 minutes?
My dog has literally never been walked.
Like. Also, you're a little bit of a sociopath, I realize, because like you have the cutest little dog, Polo. Never on your Instagram, never talking about her. Never showing her.
First of all, he's a boy. Polo's really overweight. And I don't want people to judge me from it.
Wait, do you think Polo's ugly?
No. Polo has the cutest little baby face and I want to squeeze him.
Do you think Polo's body's ugly?
1,000%. He's so overweight. And I don't want people to think like my parents are bad dog parents. Like that they're just stuffing him.
No, they're
him.
Italian. They're
but
stuffing
also,
him.
Like, yeah, like there's pepperoni falling from everywhere in the home. Like you just can't. You can't.
It's raining meatballs.
Get away from it. It literally rains meatballs downstairs, and the dog's just in heaven.
Wait, but chubby animals are adorable.
No, I love him. I'll put him on my Instagram show, everyone. He was born to be famous. He really
yeah, like
was,
I,
f- so
I feel
I
like you don't really like animals.
I do. No, I love dogs. I'm a dog person. But I don't want it like jumping and like licking me and shedding
I
on
think
me.
You,
like if your dog sheds, I don't. I'm sorry. I don't fuck with it.
That was my issue with dogs. Like I don't like petting a dog and then my hand smells.
Yeah, I hate that.
So like you need to get like the cutest little like hypoallergenic like your dog is going to get groomed every week.
1,000%. When I move apartments, I'm going to get a dog. And I said that to one of my guy friends and he looked at me and he goes... And I go, do you think I could not take care of it? And he goes, just like the most annoying part about like hooking up with a girl sometimes is going back to her apartment and her having like an annoying dog. And he was like, and I just don't want you to ever get in that situation. And I was like, so you think I'm a bad mom?
But also like if a guy doesn't want to fuck me because my chihuahua keeps barking, like he doesn't love me enough and this is not meant to be. I want a hairy chihuahua, but like.
A hairy one?
Yeah, like I want a furry chihuahua. That's what I call my vagina.
Oh, I know. I know.
No, but like I like chihuahuas with long hair.
I know what you're talking about. One of my girlfriends has one.
They're cute.
They are cute.
But I heard some of them could be assholes, but like that's my vibe.
So anyway, for Christmas, we do like seven fish. I don't like it. I don't like when we do the seven fish. It's fine. I just feel like I'm always hungry.
Wait. Okay. Because we do the seven fishes and I'm going to just walk. Okay, what's going to happen today?
Yeah, give me your version and I'll give you ours.
Okay, so you walk in and my nana is all about spread. So like you obviously have to have the like mozzarella and tomato and then you have like artichoke dips and just like all these cheeses. Like so it's all laid out. So you already can literally be full in 10 minutes if you make the wrong decision. Mm-hmm. Then the baked clams.
It's kind of like you have to go in it with a game plan. Like,
it's a marathon, full marathon, not a sprint. And people are also, this is the hardest thing. People fuck with you. Like your nan is going to be like, oh, there's two more clams. Hannah, can you finish the clam? Like they're going to try to fill you up. And you need to be smart and you need to get out of the way. And just because one appetizer tastes good, you got to just remember it is a fucking marathon.
I also feel like... like more Americanized people, like they're like Thanksgiving, it's like so crazy, we're gonna eat so much. Our Super Bowl is Christmas Eve.
You guys, Thanksgiving is a literal just piece of foreplay for like Thanksgiving's a joke. It's a literal joke.
It's like a club sport. Thanksgiving is a club sport and we are
full professionals.
On Christmas Eve.
D1 then went pro. So then the baked clams come out and they're like big baked clams, you put the lemon on it, and those baked clams are so fucking good, but this is still in the appetizer mode. Then is when we sit down, but like we're also drinking, we got Papa makes the eggnog, people start getting a little frisky, and we start off with the angel hair Fra Diablo, like clam and shrimp sauce. And it is like creamy, a little spicy. There's always extra sauce if you want. So, like, this is a full pasta, like a lot of pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that is a shrimp scampi. So this is like tons of garlic, beautiful big shrimp, breads you're dipping. So this is already two entrees.
Yep.
Then comes, this is when you lose, like, is it 7? Is it 3? Is it 20? Just like a spread. Like, she, it's just tons of on aluminum foil, fried scallops, fried calamari, fried shrimp, fried squid, fried everything with a spicy sauce. And that's when you get into blackout mode. That's when you start seeing double, triple.
You're just starting to put things in your mouth and you're not even tasting it at this point. It's really just like, am I going to be able to swallow this?
And then Nana's always standing over you complaining, being like, oh, do you like this? Oh, you didn't like it? Do you want to finish this? Who's going to finish that? Well,
here's the craziest part too. While we're doing this, while we're stuffing our faces, the conversation is, so for brunch tomorrow, I got this new bread. We're going to do French toast with it. No one in my family talks like that, but I feel like
I have
but to
also they talk like that to other people, I feel like.
And you're like, oh, brunch? And they're like, yes. My mom, like, starts making brunch, like, at the end of dinner. She's like, I got to make, like, ham and cheese croissants. Let me do it.
The dessert is huge.
Like
the dessert. Oh, this is now Thanksgiving. It's like a pie. A couple pies. Christmas. Yeah. Christmas, you got
chumps.
Cakes. You have cheesecake. There's pies too, of course. They make their way. Cookies, the sugar cookies,
the
lemon
wild
drop cookies, the fig cookies, the rainbow cookies.
And then there's people that like just drop things off. Like, oh, Johnny drops off canola. And you're like, who?
Yeah.
Whatever, hand me one.
Like, well, then, like, they give each other gifts. Then in the morning when you're giving gifts, there's more cookies and more food and more alcohol.
Yeah.
So yeah, at this point, it's funny because if you told me, like, Hannah, can you explain everything you eat? I can't. Because you literally can't even comprehend the actual amount.
No, you can't. Okay, so we do the 7 fish dinner. Then Christmas Day, my mom makes this insane brunch. Like, it's the most insane brunch. It's her. It literally is her Olympics. Like, she thinks about this brunch all year round. And she crushes it.
What's in it?
I'll do like a full post. Christmas. First of all, her tablescape is unmatched. She does French toast. She makes her own ham and Swiss croissants. She's got bagels. She's got lox. She's got spreads. She does scrambled eggs, bacon, sausage, like full continental breakfast. Like, she's heating it up. She has, like, everything's in, like, those Sterno things with the little fire underneath that it's heating. Like, do you think you're getting cold syrup Christmas morning? Fuck no, you're not. You're getting individualized, warmed up syrup at your place setting.
I just envisioned, like, a fondue of maple syrup. Like, literally, a waterfall.
Literally.
And you just have to, like, put your head in it and come out.
Yeah, it's like we have an ice sculpture of like a pancake, and it's just, no, it's crazy.
My biggest piece of advice for surviving Christmas is like napping and walking. Also, final question, what is your like Christmas movie or like entertainment at the end of the night that you guys do?
We usually just come home and like talk about, because then it's just the four of us. Like my mom, dad, and my brother. And we don't really watch a Christmas movie. We like talk about everything that happened at Christmas dinner. Like, no, like, could you believe?
You're like, we got that aunt. It's not going well. She really let herself go.
You're like, what did they get you? Stop. Stop.
I love that. But just asked you that because I don't even know if people do that, a little entertainment, but we always watch It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, I love that Christmas movie.
My dad like loves that movie, and it's so emotional and dramatic, but like it's like my soul can only handle it once a year. So if you want a Christmas movie to watch It's a Wonderful Life.
It's really good.
Like incredible. Yeah, and they say that when it was out, it like didn't do that well in theaters, and then it like became like a phenomenon later on. Anything else before we wrap?
I think that was all I had today.
You guys, this was our Christmas episode. We love you guys so much. Happy holidays. Happy holidays, I would say.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Oh, yeah. I did post a shirtless.
Oh, yeah. We need to talk about it.
I just want your opinion.
I love.
She just fist bumped.
When your tits are out.
My tits are never out. You know what actually happened? The story behind that.
I know.
Your chat room has decided I'm like the sex correspondent because I'm like the young millennial.
No, chat room didn't decide that. The whole world. Like, so it's a unanimous vote.
They messaged me 2 days before filming and they go, hey, we need like a Christmas thirst trap from you. And I'm like, I don't.
And you're like, say less. Let me take my top off.
I literally was like, I don't know what to do. And I took my top off. I'm going to be kicked out of the neighborhood soon. But it was actually kind of fun. Like, I've never done a topless shoot like that.
There was just Hamptons women's, like, with their Chanel bags walking past. Like, they're like, what's happening?
I actually almost texted it to you because I had a little nip slip in it. And I was going to have you edit it out for me. And then I was like, she's definitely, like, driving or something right now. And I just was like, I'll.
You're like, that's fine. I'll put a Christmas tree over it.
So, anyway, thank you for enjoying my thotty thirst.
It really does.
Christmas trap. And I'm excited to see what outfits you bring to the holiday.
To the new year.
We're not in the new year episode yet. Okay.
The holiday, I'm probably not going to like really go crazy because it's at my own home. And I will be wearing probably Giggly Squad merch. Just if there's anyone in my family who didn't order it, I can shame them.
Yeah, guys, we're dropping our new collection shortly. And I don't know if we're going to keep this one up. We're still deciding. So if you are on the fence with getting gear, get it. And then join our Patreon, patreon.com/gigglysquad, to watch us talk all the shit. And we love you so much. And we're so happy.
Love you guys. Have a great Christmas.
Have an amazing holiday season. Jingle, jingle, bitches. Bye.